Take heed, gentle listener. This play is not for the faint of heart, for it deals in explicit adult content, uncouth language, foul play, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Tinesia, the Drow Queen. Chapter 2. Gluttony.
Illustrious Carota.
The great city of Au-Pair welcomes you.
Slave Master Cero extends his thanks to you for your horde's trade contributions. As a gift, he has prepared your entertainment. Allow me to introduce his finest. This fiery redhead hails from the tribes of the north of Neridin.
A wild woman?
Tamed and waxed. For your pleasure.
I live to serve you, almighty one.
Master Cero was on the road in the West End lands when he saw this one. When he looked upon her fair skin and golden hair, he had his man seize her. And now, here she is, as loyal as any of my horse.
I live to please you, almighty one.
But perhaps you crave something more exotic, more rare. Now, this violet-eyed beauty is a dark elf. From the reclusive 14 Underrealms, an immortal, with centuries of experience in bed, retaining her youth and body. All for your service tonight.
I live to please you, O mighty one.
I choose her.
The drow? Yes, a wise choice, my car.
Welcome back, those who bear witness. Do not wince or look away. You see, it is normal to be in awe of the degradation of beauty. It has been some time for us, I will admit. But 6 months in passing is but a moment in the life of an immortal. Since then, I've been ravaged by legions of men and minotaurs and dwarves and gnomes and goblins and worse. Creatures of the surface god paid in gold tokens to treat themselves between my legs. But I was only walking pussy back then. Gortho, you see, had lost me in a drunken bet to a wealthier master. One with vision for this slave. Not just as a hole to fuck, though I certainly am still that, but as an instrument of untold pleasure. With the body and experience no whore can match in either their youth or in their prime. And this body saunters to all gentlemen guests of the wealthy Zero. My round breasts pierced with gold, fine silk tassels like a waterfall between my lithesome legs, a veil weighed with garnets before my face, above my piercing violet eyes. How may this one bring you pleasure?
First, bring me wine.
As you wish. All these adornments, wearing all this wealth, trading my rags for jewelry made to make me look like a pleasure goddess. And I am still wasted on single-minded men. I used to hold single-minded men between my forefinger and thumb like a grape, relishing every moment as I applied pressure, watching the skin stretch and expand until it pops all at once. Hmm. My palace beneath the surface world was most ornate and labyrinthine. In the darkest of kennels, I kept my favorite pets. Some of them beasts, some just pets. Oh, sweet little Vanel of Illuna. He came to my steps fancying himself a prince, raised his voice to call me an opportunistic slut before my subordinates. Granted, that's what I am, but I can't have that kind of talk before a sitting queen. So I made him more agreeable. Now, where is my favorite dog? Oh, there you are, my little Vanel. Come here. Who's a good boy?
Me.
I reached between his legs, taking his little cock in my hand, giving it a squeeze for his insolence. Shush! Dogs don't speak. I rode him into submission until he gave up his realm to me. And as a reward, I put him in a cage, not allowed to touch himself, lest I have my guards beat him. Then he could only fall to his knees and hump my soft leg, like the mongrel creature I've reduced him to. Down. We are going for a walk. I sat, legs crossed, on my throne, the leash of my pet draped in my lap. You see, I've instructed all in my palace, the entire court, to regard the prince as an animal. The truth I've found is often subjective when sprouted from the lips of a queen.
Shall I get food for the dog, Your Grace?
You may throw the leftovers into his cell after I am done with him.
Very good, my queen.
Queen Tunisia, I have come to discuss the terms of my surrender.
You take defeat with honor, Lord Vanaran. I wish I could say the same for your father and your brother. Does seeing him this way unsettle you, my lord?
It's King.
Vanaran Idrelane, the king of Illuna's firstborn. He approaches with his attendants. You see, I've had his fort under siege for the past 3 years, ever since I invaded his father's castle and lands. Now the little whelp, while his honor is preserved, comes to speak with me. I doubt he expected to see his little brother naked and collared at my feet, on all fours, his cock erect and plain to see.
And I had wished him dead as punishment for his traitorous acts, but now I see such a request would be a mercy. This is no way to treat a man.
Curious choice of words. Is it a more fitful way to treat a woman? Do you wish to see me collared and naked and at your mercy?
No. Of course not, my queen.
Liar. All men do, and only a few have, I will admit. Fear not, I have read your terms. Mine are to have the 14 underrealms united once again, with Illuna back in the fold, and with the old law restored.
The old law? The old law was...
barbaric, and a far deal greater than what you deserve. The proposed marriage, or the betrothal of my future offspring, I will not accept either.
So you wish to take everything and give nothing in return? Does the name of the House of Idrilane not strike fear into your heart?
The answer to your question sits at the end of my leash. Whatever the hand is you've been dealt, it can be far worse if you prove ungrateful.
I will deliver this news to my people.
I expect my first tithing by the season's end. Take care how you deliver this news to your beloved people, my lord. Their lives are in your hands, and yours are in theirs. Oh, such a good boy. Such a well-behaved boy. And for such good behavior, your master has a reward for you. Would you like that? I thought so. Now, bend over. Let me see. Let me feel. Ah, there it is. So hard. Have you been keeping it hard for me? Have you been thinking about me touching it? Well, a good boy deserves a good reward. Yes. Do you feel blessed with these hands touching you at last?
Yes.
Dogs don't speak. Good boy. Such a good boy. My favorite pet. Do you want your master to keep going? Then wag your little tail and paws. Very well. Yes. So close. So very, very close to completion. Oh, 14 hells. Look at the mess you've made. You've wet the rug. Servants, come look at the mess the dog has made.
How filthy indeed, Your Grace. It was imported as well.
Return him to his cell. And you, my naughty boy, think about what you've done.
Do I hear distress from my queen?
Well, it has been a trying day, my better slaves.
Then, please, a queen needs a rest. Come to bed.
Kar Rothar used to be the most powerful of the Orc Lords, uniting and ruling thousands of his unclean barbarians that make up the race in his pursuit of livestock and silks. Lowly creatures that aren't even fit for Ketia's halls in the afterworld, beneath even dogs and vultures in the hierarchy of life. Though this beast before me was undefeated in combat, and he had an ever-increasing horde of heathen barbarians at his side, hoping to catch some of the glory and legend. It would soon meet an end when he came upon the realm of Ophir, when he discovered something he liked far better than glory and legend. Food and drink. He traded away his slaves for the finest meals, sweetest wines, and most tempting of women. The weight of his provincial desire requires no less than 6 of his brides to carry this colossal pig on his dais. I suppose my station could be less honorable.
Bring those pouty lips and succulent titties closer to where I can reach.
As you wish.
So firm. They haven't lost their youth. Bring them closer.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Tasty. They're so massive. I want to feel them wrapped around my mighty cog.
With pleasure, sir. so good. And your cock is so large and handsome.
Well then, get on with it.
Yes, of course. Your cock, sir. It's so clean and you clean, and your balls are so
yes.
Fertile, perfect for breeding your newly conquered tribes.
Yes, such a pretty of a girl. Big tits, smooth tongue.
No.
I'm about to come.
Oh, thank the goddess. I thought it would be
Tell your master to name his price. I will have you among my brides.
Why? Yes, sir. Love? Then again, perhaps there is always further to fall. Always.
This subscriber bonus was brought to you by Sadistic Dreamer, and of course, all listeners loyal enough to pledge. We thank you for your tithings. We could not bring it to you without your support. If you haven't already, follow us on Twitter at YukiSpaceAss, and tell those you love what good fun you've had here tonight. As always, we thank you, darlings. Sweet dreams.